As always, NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore is keeping an eye on the latest political polls, and he sees some changes in the public's mood.
After the 1994 Republican election sweep, President Clinton felt it necessary to announce, "The president is relevant. The Constitution gives me relevance." President Bush is not at the point of having to remind Americans that he's still there, but recent opinion polls indicate that he's reached his lowest point in popular esteem since he took office. In a Gallup poll, the president gets 47% approval and 49% disapproval. Particularly on Iraq, his negatives have deepened. In a Washington Post ABC poll, 2/3 said the American military is bogged down in Iraq, and 73% say that military casualties in Iraq have become unacceptable. In the Gallup poll, 56% say the Iraq war wasn't worth fighting. On domestic issues, Mr. Bush's standing is not much better. In the face of statements by the administration and by Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan that the economic outlook is getting brighter, 6 out of 10 in a Pew Research Center poll last month said jobs are hard to find, and 65% of Americans say the country is losing ground on the budget deficit. On Social Security, it is about the same. In the Post ABC poll, 63% believe that the president's proposal for reform would not improve the long-term stability of Social Security. On only one issue, dealing with terrorist threats, does the president get positive numbers, but then only marginally. In the Pew poll, 36% believe the country is making progress against international terrorism. 31% say the country is backsliding. And according to the Post ABC poll, for the first time in a long time, the Democrats have a 5-point lead over the Republicans as the party that will do a better job of coping with the country's greatest problems. The political landscape may be changing. This is Daniel Shore.